KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have clear skies. It's 48 degrees in Atlantic. We look for partly cloudy skies by this afternoon with a chance of isolated showers and a high around 75. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In state news, state officials say fake food inspectors have again popped up at restaurants in Iowa. The Iowa Department of Inspections and Appeals says that people posing as inspectors appear to be targeting ethnic restaurants in Scott and central Iowa counties. The latest scam involves people posing as food inspectors who promise restaurant owners a renewed license in exchange for a $5 payment by credit card. Owners who accept could discover their credit card information has been stolen. The scam first appeared in Iowa several years ago when people posing as health department officials would bully restaurant owners and staff in an attempt to obtain personal information and cash. The Cass County Board of Supervisors will hold a special meeting at 8:30 a.m. Friday to act on several matters. Those items include approval of a resolution authorizing the bids for the Glacier, Buck Creek, and Echo Road paving projects and setting the date for a hearing, approval of a federal aid project agreement for a bridge replacement project located on North Olive Street, about a mile south of Interstate 80, and approval of plans for two bridge replacements, number 25 on Tucson Road and number 342 on Lansing Road. The board will also act on setting the date for vacating a portion of the roadway in a 73,000 block of 660th Street, that's between Yankton and Youngstown Road. The final action item is to set the date or dates for a public hearing or hearings on a fireworks sales and discharge ordinance. Their meeting takes place in the supervisor's boardroom of the courthouse in Atlantic. Two people were arrested Wednesday evening in Red Oak. Red Oak police report 58-year-old Rodney Vanderhood and 58-year-old Vicky Huber, both of Red Oak, were taken into custody for public intoxication in the 100 block of North Broadway Street a little after 8 p.m. The pair were brought to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on $300 cash bond each. Authorities in Pottawatomie County say a man from Carson was arrested Tuesday evening following a domestic disturbance. 56-year-old Mark Morrow was taken into custody during a traffic stop that followed an incident involving his girlfriend at a residence in Carson. Morrow was charged with domestic assault and for driving while barred. The girlfriend was not injured. And an Oakland man was transported by Council Bluffs Fire and Rescue to Jenny Edmondson Hospital after he reportedly tried to commit suicide while in a holding cell. The incident happened Wednesday at around 1:50 a.m. Officials say 35-year-old Abraham Deng Maom was in a holding cell because he was not being cooperative following his arrest on Monday. In an apparent attempt to kill himself, Maom fell off a divider and hit his head on the floor, causing a severe laceration. As he fell, and before he hit his head, the man tried to grab a sprinkler head. In the process, the sprinkler head broke. Maom was charged with criminal mischief in the fourth degree in connection with the damaged sprinkler. A 41-year-old Western Iowa woman has been convicted of killing her romantic rival, who was last seen in Omaha more than 4 years ago. A Douglas County, Nebraska judge conducting the non-jury trial found Shanna Gullier of Persia guilty Wednesday of first-degree murder in the slaying of 37-year-old Carrie Farver. Farver disappeared in November of 2012, and her body has not yet been found. Gullier's sentencing is scheduled for August 15th. Police say Gullier posed as Farver online and by phone for years after Farver's disappearance and also posed as other people confessing to having killed Farver. An officer testified that Farver had been dating Gullier's ex-boyfriend for some weeks when she disappeared. Gullier's lawyer argued that prosecutors presented no evidence that a homicide occurred, no body, no murder weapon, and no crime scene. Two people were arrested early this week on separate charges in Glenwood. The Glenwood PD says 38-year-old Jacqueline Pratt of Glenwood was arrested Monday on a warrant for possession of a controlled substance. Her bond was set at $2,000. And on Tuesday, 27-year-old Jonathan Pleak of Glenwood was arrested on a Mills County warrant for contempt of court. His bond was set at $1,000. Glenwood police said also that the Glenwood Water Department reported an incident of theft Monday. No other information was released. In the funeral announcements, Carol Lynn Tremaine, age 53, of Harlan, died Friday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center. Funeral services for Carol Tremaine will be today at 1:30 at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Marilyn Schwarty, age 80, of Manila, died Monday at the Crawford County Hospital in Denison. A massive Christian burial for Marilyn Schwarty will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Sacred Heart Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has the arrangements. Hazel Schneider, age 102, of Council Bluffs, a native of Shelby County, died Monday at Bethany Lutheran Home in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Hazel Schneider will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Hoy Kilnoski Funeral Home in Council Bluffs. Lester Lynn Dent, age 92, of Manila and formerly of Irwin, died Monday at the Manila Manor. Funeral services for Lynn Dent will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Irwin. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. 16-year-old Shekiah Marie Cockerham and 12-year-old Melanie Page Exline, both of Guthrie Center, died May 15th at their home. Joint memorial services for Shekiah Cockerham and Page Exline will be held Saturday at 10:30 in the auditorium at the Adair KC Guthrie Center High School in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Michelle Marie White Moore, age 55, of Gallup, New Mexico, and formerly of the Griswold area, died April 17th in Albuquerque. A celebration of life service for Marie Moore will be Saturday at the Faith Lutheran Church in Griswold beginning at 1 o'clock, followed by visitation until 3. Regan V. Funeral Home in Griswold has the arrangements. Thomas Fletcher, age 31, of Irwin, died May 18th. The memorial service for Thomas Fletcher will be held June 3rd at 10 a.m. at the First Assembly of God Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. And Roger Berg, age 63, of Fontenelle, died Wednesday in Des Moines. Graveside services for Roger Berg will be held June 3rd at 10:30 a.m. at the Bryant Cemetery in rural Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.